SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. They've kicked the can into the new year. There will be no partial government shutdown this weekend.
The Senate gave final approval to a temporary government funding package Wednesday night and sent it to President Biden for his signature. The package keeps government funding levels at current levels for roughly two more months while a long-term package is negotiated. That means it sets up a final confrontation on the government budget in the new year.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says stopgap bill does not include the White House request for $106 billion for Israel and Ukraine. Lawmakers will take that up after Thanksgiving. Residents of southern Gaza say Israeli forces have showered them with leaflets warning Palestinians to flee parts of the region. It's in keeping with Israel's policy of warning civilians to get out before the military moves in. Also at SRNNews.com, an anti-Israel protest spirals out of control on Capitol Hill.
Police and protesters clashed outside Democratic National Committee headquarters Wednesday night during a demonstration that called for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. In video taken by the If Not Now movement, some 150 people protested in front of DNC headquarters in Washington. Democratic members of Congress and candidates were inside the building for a campaign reception. Donna Porter, Washington.
It was their first meeting in a year. President Biden and Chinese President Xi held 4 hours worth of talks in San Francisco yesterday, agreeing to reestablish military-to-military contacts, as well as to crack down on China's production of fentanyl ingredients. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 92 points, NASDAQ futures 53 points in the red. This is SRN News. The LGBT agenda comes to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Transgender and non-binary performers from two Broadway shows will be featured in the beloved holiday event, alarming a number of parents' groups. 1 million moms has gathered more than 20,000 signatures on a petition of protest saying, quote, shame on Macy's for promoting and sponsoring this type of entertainment. It is clear that Macy's does not have our children's best interests in mind. The parade begins at 8:30 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma Supreme Court has reiterated its position that the state constitution guarantees a woman's right to an abortion when necessary to preserve her life. The court issued its 5-4 opinion in a case in which five separate pro-life laws that were passed by the legislature in 2021 are being challenged. All five have been put on hold while the legal challenges are in the process of being decided. This is SRN News. President Biden announces another batch of judicial nominations.
In his push to diversify federal judgeships, the president announced five new nominees, including the first Muslim American on any circuit court. Another judicial nominee is Service Employees International Union General Counsel Nicole Berner. If confirmed by the Senate, Berner would be the first openly LGBTQ judge on the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals. The president also nominated judges who would serve in Indiana and Oregon. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Jersey First Lady Tammy Murphy has launched a bid for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in next year's contest. Her candidacy puts her in the running to become the first woman elected to the Senate from New Jersey. The Democratic primary already features Congressman Andy Kim, and it also may include embattled U.S. Senator Bob Menendez. More details at SRNNews.com.